Hey there, this is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. This video is about the case against marriage counseling for men. Now, don't think for a minute that I'm against marriage counseling, the process, the industry, or the counselors themselves. Some of my best friends are counselors. And I'm not even against marriage counseling for men, particularly unless there's a certain mindset that he goes into it with. What I've noticed a lot with men that I work with, and I see it in myself, is a tendency to go for help for something and then just abdicate or hand over leadership. We can do this with a car. We can go to the mechanic and say, I don't know, just take it. It's not running right, figure it out. And then you go sit in the waiting room. We can do that with our own health, right? And here, I don't know, just take x-rays and tell me what's wrong. We can go to our tax accountant and leave him a grocery bag full of receipts and say, here, fix this. And we don't get involved. We don't get involved in making anything happen there. Those examples are kind of typical, right? We don't have to be experts in tax accounting or auto mechanics. But when it comes to relationships and women, you can't just give away the responsibility. So back to the marriage counseling case. If a man goes to marriage counseling and he sits on the couch as if she's an accountant or he's an auto mechanic and sits back with his arms folded, just waiting to see how this all unfolds, nothing's going to happen. Well, I can tell you everything bad will happen because he isn't involved. He isn't involved in understanding the process. He isn't involved in leading himself into communicating what he wants, what he needs, what he desires from the marriage, what he thinks about himself, what he thinks about the relationship. A lot of men go quiet in marriage counseling. And if you're not participating, you just become a victim of the process and nothing works out. A lot of women get frustrated in marriage counseling because he won't talk. Now, there is another kind of guy who goes to marriage counseling and he just won't shut up. That's a different case. I'm talking about the guy who goes to marriage counseling, who's a little upset, he's frustrated, he's angry, he's tired of fighting, and he's almost given up and he just sits there and he lets the counselor lead the show. And so the problem with that is that when you give your leadership away, when you give away your power to express yourself and to create a vision of what you want in the future, you're not going to get anything you want. And so what I encourage men to do is to get very, very clear on three questions. Who am I? What do I believe in? What drives me? What kind of man am I? What do I want? What do I want from this relationship? And where am I going? What's the vision for the relationship I really want? And unless we know the answers to that question, it's those three questions, it's very, very hard to talk productively in any conversation about your relationship, especially when you get to marriage counseling. You'll get a deer in the headlights look because you haven't done the work to know the answers to those questions. Those are not easy questions. I can tell you a story about a guy I wrote about a while ago, about a year ago, a guy named Brian, I called him in the article. True story though, he had done the work. He had went through my program and became extremely clear on who he was, what he believed, what drove him, his core values. He got very, very clear about what he wanted from life, what he wanted from relationship, what he wanted from a woman partner in marriage and sex. And then he got very clear about the next 30 years of his life, how he wanted it to go in partnership, what the dream he had for his family. And when he got clear on that, he showed up sitting on the edge of that couch and he knew exactly what he wanted to work on with the counselor. So when he was involved in conversations, he was animated, he was energetic, he was hopeful, he was optimistic. And when you're like that, it's hard to be angry and resentful and bitchy during the counseling process towards your wife. If your arms are folded and you're back in the couch, that's a sign that you're not engaged and you don't know the answers to that question. Those three questions are: who am I? What do I want? And where am I going? That's what we do in the 90-Day Masculine Confidence Program. That's what we're going to be doing at the Horse Ranch Retreat too. This whole thing is about getting extremely clear, very calm, and very confident in who you are and what you want and where you're going. You get the why behind it, and you start to understand that you don't have to have shame about wanting what you want. Guys don't have to be assholes to be very clear about who they are and what they want and where they're going. They just need to be calm and confident and comfortable in that the things that you want and the things you expect of yourself and for yourself are not crazy things. The problem you may be facing in your relationship is that you've got the one and only woman on this entire planet Earth who currently lives with you in a house, who is allowed to give you attention and affection and love and sex, and you feel trapped. You feel like you're in prison and you have no options. But I want to tell you, you have many, many, many options if you're willing to look outside the box of just the four walls of your house. Until you start speaking clearly about who you are and what you want, where you're going, you will feel stuck in just about every situation. And that's what I'd like to help you with. So give me a call anytime or send me an email at steve@goodguystogreatmen.com, and I would love to have a conversation with you about who you are and what you want and where you're going. Clarity is king, brother, I promise you. Thanks for watching today. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.